Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Cincinnati.
Full name and it's still. You get
forever.
Any? Did you get any friend requests because of this?
Shitloads.
Yeah, really.
Shitloads.
Oh man, we broke.
I went from like 80 to like 125 and like
Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you don't even say your Twitter handle. Go ahead, shout it out.
Oh, Tony Versus.
At Tony Versus.
Yeah, you get the at if you're.
Maybe they don't know. They keep searching.
Well, at's not part of the name at all, really.
Well, technically, I mean, you have to do
it's
that.
It's the only way.
You're the only way.
You couldn't not do it.
So the People's Choice Awards just happened.
You ass mouth. And the Golden Globes were last night.
Yeah. Did you catch any of the Golden Globes? I have the People's Choice Awards. That's the game that I was telling you before we started that I have.
Guess the winner?
Yeah. I'll give you the things and then you can tell me. Do you know the People's Choice?
I don't know the winners.
Okay, cool.
No. Hit me.
All right. We got favorite movie, category one.
Dun, dun. And the nominees are
22 Jump Street, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Maleficent, X-Men, Days of Future Past, People's Choice Awards, favorite movie, Tony Cincinnati.
Can I have them in a sentence, please?
22 Jump Street.
is a movie.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier was fun. Guardians of the Galaxy, they play
Guardians
80s.
Of the Galaxy.
You think that one? Yeah. Maleficent.
Fuck that.
Right? Wasn't that fucking weird?
Kill that jazz.
That blew.
But also, wait, the People's Choice Awards is like the Teen Choice Awards, kind of like simple movies mainly get on there. You're not going to have like the King's Speech on this list of.
I mean, maybe if it was that time.
No, I mean, those aren't very serious films. Like if you go to the Golden Globe nominees, they're not any of those.
Oh.
Yeah. Like they're more serious dramas.
Okay.
In comparison to that. This seems like a more fun list of movies.
Well, we have favorite movie actor.
Okay, go.
Brad Pitt, Channing Tatum, Hugh Jackman, Mark Wahlberg, or Robert Downey Jr.?
Ooh.
You got this.
Do I?
Yeah, you got it.
Choices.
Again? Brad Pitt, Channing Tatum, Hugh Jackman, Mark Wahlberg, and Robert Downey Jr. And the award goes to...
Shut up.
I'm opening the envelope.
Robert Downey Jr.
My God, he's right. Bing, bing, bing. Score one for Tony. That's tied. Book. I have one because you've lost one.
You fucking lost.
All right, favorite movie actress. Angelina Jolie, Emma Stone, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
Got her
because
she's
know.
America's sweetheart titties.
Favorite movie duo. Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely a couple.
Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, 22 Jump Street.
Those two.
Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort, The Fault in Our Stars.
Wow.
Shailene Woodley and Theo James, Divergent.
I don't know. The fucking Jonah Hill.
It was the Divergent one.
Oh, the last one.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Favorite action movie, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Divergent, Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Either Guardians or X-Men.
Neither, dude. Captain America.
Sons of bitches.
My bad. Divergent. Thing is sweeping.
Good God.
Favorite action movie actor, Chris Evans, Denzel Washington, Hugh Jackman, Liam Neeson, Mark Wahlberg. Should have gone to Denzel. Didn't. Went to Chris Evans. I didn't even give you the guess because that's a dumb category that I'm going to move past.
I don't like it.
Favorite comedic movie.
Kind of.
Rain it in.
We need to keep them.
Okay. Favorite comedic movie, 22 Jump Street, Blended, Let's Be Cops, Neighbors, The Other Woman.
22 is
yeah.
a funny one. Okay.
Yeah. Did you see any of those other ones, Blended or Let's Be Cops? I saw Neighbors. I thought Neighbors was funny.
I saw Neighbors. It's okay. I saw Let's Be Cops. It's okay. But 22 eclipses them in humor.
I really thought that 22 is great.
Yeah, it's as good as
21. I went
21.
Into it with insanely low expectations, though. Mm-hmm. I was like, this
and
is going to be...
And they made fun of themselves. That's how it's good.
Yeah, I'd really do like the self-awareness.
They're like, this has happened before. It's identical to the other case.
We're going
to
double our budget, and we should make double the money. Favorite comedic movie actor: Adam Sandler, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Zac Efron.
I hope Jonah Hill.
Adam Sandler.
What the? He must have sucked some big dicks.
This is the biggest dicks.
Big old teenager.
Favorite dicks. Comedic movie actress: Cameron Diaz, I mean, Charlize Theron, Drew Barrymore, Melissa McCarthy, Tina Fey.
What's the category?
Favorite comedic movie actress.
Yeah, I like Tina Fey.
I same here, but Melissa McCarthy. I don't even know who she is.
She's the big girl. She's in
Identity. Thief or whatever.
Theft. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I was on the theft.
Jason Bateman.
Favorite dramatic movie: The Fault in Our Stars, The Giver, Heaven is for Real, If I Stay, Noah.
Jesus. The Giver?
No, The Fault in Our Stars. That one did like really good.
The Farts in Our Stars.
The Farts in Our Stars.
Favorite
dramatic movie actor: Ben Affleck, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr.
Matt Damon.
Robert Downey Jr. He's taken anything, any category that he's in, he should win, honestly.
Nah.
Favorite family movie: Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, How to Train Your Dragon 2, The Lego Movie, Maleficent, Rio 2. Now think about this before you answer all quickly. Take into consideration everything and plus...
And what's the category?
Favorite family movie.
Everything is awesome.
Lego Movie, you would think so. That would be my pick. Maleficent, again.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. I don't understand how that movie did that well. Isn't that weird?
Best animated film in the Golden Globes was How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Awesome. I fucking loved it.
Yeah, I was happy.
Such a great film.
It was cool.
Favorite thriller movie: Annabelle, Dracula Untold, The Equalizer, Gone Girl, The Purge, Anarchy.
Oh, Jesus, I don't...
Gone Girl.
Okay.
That's good, though, right?
It's all right, yeah.
Favorite TV show. This is a good one. The Big Bang Theory, Game of Thrones, NCIS, Once Upon a Time, The Walking Dead. Now, I know your answer is Game of Thrones.
Yep. Oh.
Which it isn't. It's fucking Big Bang Theory.
What?
That's Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones is mixed up. Oh, yeah, and then I go. Yeah. Well, they're both very Celtic.
Yeah, very. But yeah, Big Bang Theory. I thought that was kind of weak.
They get it like a lot.
Yeah, but
they
I mean,
get it like
9 years.
Favorite
network TV comedy. Guess who won? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Favorite comedic actor. Guess who won?
Johnny Galecki or
Chris
Sheldon?
Colfer. I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Favorite comedic TV actress. Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting. Isn't that the chick from?
That's Kaylee Cuoco. Yeah. Yep. From Penny.
Fucking Penny, dude.
She's got big titties.
Grey's Anatomy won favorite network TV drama. I didn't even know that was still a show.
We can go down and stop now.
Yeah, wait, hold on. No, there was one that I really wanted to do. Favorite cable TV drama: Bates Motel, Pretty Little Liars, Rizzoli and Isles, Sons of Anarchy, and True Detective.
True Detective.
Should have won. Sons of Anarchy, I even put it ahead. Bates Motel, fantastic. Pretty Little Liars, got it. Have you seen that show?
No.
Either have I.
Fuck.
And The Flash won something like Best New... series, which is insane because it went against like fucking like Gotham. Favorite competition show, favorite daytime late night, favorite dramedy: Orange is the New Black, Shameless, Suits, White Collar, Awkward.
I don't know.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that concludes the People's Choice Awards game that I made up. Yeah, so I don't know. I felt like that a lot of the winners, other than RDJ, weren't really that deserving. 22 Jump Street got its name.
J.K.
Maleficent
Simmons
blew my mind. Who's that?
He played that. Damn it! Who owns the Daily Bugle in Spider-Man movies?
Oh fuck me!
And the dad in Juno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh god, damn
you,
it!
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes. Okay, that actor. Won Best Supporting Actor for Whiplash.
Whiplash, yeah. I've heard great things about Whiplash. Bob would not fucking stop talking about Whiplash.
Dude, it won the Golden Globe for fucking Best Supporting Actor. Yeah. Well, no. Best Flick, fuck.
I didn't look it up.
No, fuck shit.
Fuck shit. Oh, fuck shit. I love that movie.
Fuck shit, fuck.
Oh, God, even better. The
sequel. From the people that brought you fuck shit. Fuck shit, fuck.
Oh,
the
man.
Fuckening.
Fuck yeah.
There's still two fucks left in the chamber.
Two fucks left in the chamber. Golden Globes, best dressed, best picture.
Yeah, best dressed.
About.
Tell me what Helen Mirren was wearing.
Helen Mirren. Oh, sweet, sweet Helen Mirren.
You sounded like George Takei there, right there.
Oh, sweet, sweet Helen
Mirren. Oh, my.
Oh, my. best performance, best performance, best performance. I don't give a fuck. Give me best motion picture. The Grand Budapest Hotel. What? This can't be right.
What's this one for? That might have been for musical or comedy.
What? That was... Oh, yeah, Budapest did come... No, best motion... Oh, comedy or musical. Yeah, good call. I didn't read the whole...
Well, you read the words and you take them.
Best director, Richard Linklater, Boyhood. I heard Boyhood's really good.
Yeah, Boyhood's incredible because it spans such a long time period.
Yeah.
It's the making.
Very expansive. Best original score...
Who cares?
The Theory of Everything. Best original song, best animated feature film, How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. Best screenplay was... Birdman. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, Birdman. Shit with her.
Leviathan got best foreign film. That's fucking crazy.
The fuck was I going to say? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Him. Why is he driving me crazy from Birdman?
Fucking Michael Keaton?
Won, I think, best actor.
Really?
I think so.
Good for him, man. He should be in everything.
It was either him or Christoph Waltz.
Did you hear
from
about
Big Eyes?
They're doing.
Or maybe those are the ones I wanted to win.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons, Whiplash. I don't know. I can't get to any of the cool shit. It's just all, like, the bullshit stuff. Anyways. All
right.
Best motion picture drama, Boyhood.
That's it. That's the big one.
Yep. Cool. Yep.
Good job.
Yay.
Richard Linklater did it.
They did it. All right, so genre 5 this week is foreign films. Would you like to go first, sir?
Foreign
films.
Right.
Go ahead. Oh, fuck off.
Here we go.
Not even that foreign.
It's not really that foreign. I wouldn't put like Snatch on here as a foreign film.
You're like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's
Harry
Stone.
Harry Potter, all of them.
I'm like, fuck. You're like Star Wars because they had accents.
They filmed in Britain.
They Naboo is not from America. I don't know if you're aware.
Star Trek because they boldly go
where no motion.
All right,
picture.
We're wasting time.
We are.
I'm going to put my favorite for last.
Okay.
And goddamn, is it a hard one. It's a hard one to keep last.
Maria full of smack.
I'm going to fill you full of smack.
All right, go ahead. Genre 5, Tony Santinetti, go.
City of God.
Right on. I've saw that one a lot. I've never seen it.
So raw.
I saw it a lot on list, though. Evil. I was looking up. Honestly, I could have made my whole entire list without going online, because I've seen it probably 5 foreign films.
You are incredible.
Yeah.
You are incredible.
Incredible. Go ahead.
Crouching Tiger,
Hidden Dragon.
That movie resonated well with me as a kid. I really liked it.
What about Jet Li's Hero?
No, Jet Li's Hero did not make the cut because it's 1/100th the film that Crouching Tiger is.
I'm not saying it made mine either, okay?
Oh,
no need
I
to judge.
Not. You better switch it up if it did.
Delete.
Because I will fart smack you with my hand.
I don't want to get fart smacked. That'd be a bad time. But I'm going to replace that.
Night Watch.
Yep. I didn't. That actually didn't make my list.
Russian.
Yep. Why not Day Watch?
I like Night Watch.
More?
Yeah.
Right on. Cool flicks. If you haven't seen them, I definitely recommend them. Vampires and fucking bats and shit.
Fucking awesome shit. All kinds of awesome stuff. Old Boy. Old Boy is hard as fuck.
I'll cut your tongue out.
Last but not least, Pan's Labyrinth.
I can't believe that the right one in didn't make it.
It didn't because it was on a horror list for me.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of pushed it out. Yeah, I pushed a few out because they were on other lists.
All right. My first one, Let the Right One In.
Okay.
My second one, Pan's Labyrinth, which is probably my favorite, honestly. High Tension.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a fucked up.
The cement saw.
Yeah. That one was cool. I didn't know that was a... that was like on Netflix when I first got
French
it.
French film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it was a foreign film, but it was fucking brutal. Ong Bak.
Oh, yeah. The original, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's the Protector of the Elephant, correct? No, that's the Protector.
The Protector is that, and the Ong Bak is when he goes to, like, the fighting ring.
Yeah.
Goes into town
to get
the statue back.
Yeah, Ong Bak's sick, but I do love... Actually, I'm changing that to Protector.
Oh, you
that's
like
what
the
I
elephant?
Meant. Yeah. One? I love that one, because him just doing karate on that elephant was sick.
Doing karate on the elephant's sweet, but in Ong Bak, it's where he, like, jumps with fiery, like, feet and, like, elbows a helmet off a dude.
Still, elephant karate's way cooler than that. I love elephants.
It's your list, babe.
And Maria Full of Grace.
Maria full of smack. You love it.
Yeah, that's why I made that joke earlier.
I know. Because
he's full of smack. If you haven't seen it, she's this pregnant lady that has to eat a whole bunch of heroin and sneak it into the States.
Then it goes boom, boom.
Yeah, about her boom, boom. Her asshole is what that means.
I would make an honorable mention of an entire film company,
Magnet.
Oh yeah, I guess all, but not all the shit, because like Donkey Punch wasn't, right?
Like, yeah, they produce in and out of the United States, but some of their films are not produced here. Some are.
Yeah, I think Rubber was out of the States. Yeah, if you're looking for really fun, like, it's almost like, do you remember how they were putting out like Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, like a whole bunch, like back in like the like late 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
I think there was like a company that just like put out these like insane fucked up movies, and then they
like
just
grindhouses.
Kinda, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of what Magnet does. They take these awesome screenplays but with low budgets and just figure out ways how to make them awesome. Donkey Punch, I highly recommend.
See, I like, if I had to think of one real quick, Donkey Punch is up there because it's fucking hilarious.
It's so
crazy.
And it's fucking fucked up.
Yeah. Rubber's fucked up.
Yeah, Rubber's insane.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is fucking
hilarious.
I can't
believe that's them. Yeah, that's insane. And Hobo with the Shotgun, that's Magnet, right? Yeah, Hobo with the Shotgun is fucking
13
brutal.
Assassins is
yep.
Magnet. Jesus, Magnet's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, they did Troll Hunter too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God
yeah,
damn. Definitely. I could honestly, I can say without a hesitation, Shatter. I like at least like fucking 2/3 of every movie they've ever produced.
Yeah,
really,
there are,
really well.
There are duds like oh god, it was like Crate 43 or like fucking it was
yeah,
the
basement. There's
I can't remember. It was about an eight, like these people get locked.
You watched it. You got like sucked into watching it.
Yeah, I think you left that night. You're like, fuck this. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't remember
or
what
apartment
the
433 or
oh
something.
No, that was that. I don't think that was a Magnet film. That was something else. But the one I'm talking about, they're like stuck in like where you would take. Like a storage unit. It was like Unit 43 or something like that.
Yeah.
They're stuck in a storage unit place, and aliens were attacking them.
And I think there are times when they're like, all right, well, we'll help produce and like get this started, and here's the director that has it, and here's the story. Fuck, it's shitty. Man,
yeah.
We still got to release the thing.
Well,
but they have all the, I think all the, like, rec, like, record movies. The
REC
Dot, they're
yeah.
all ABCs of Death.
That was them.
Yeah.
Wow, it's insane. ABC's of Death was... They had cool
I mean,
parts.
They're fun. Yeah, they're what they are.
They didn't... I mean, they weren't like fucking like, holy shit.
VHS.
I was really bummed that they didn't use T is for Talk in the ABC's of Death. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and look up T is for Talk. Really fucking awesome short.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool, though. All right, well, that concludes this week's Genre 5 with Paul and Tony.
That was a nice Tony. Into...
Yeah, it was good.
Things we love.
I enjoyed it so much. Okay, movies we've seen this week, sir. I went and saw The Hobbit.
Ah.
At fucking Kent Theaters. I remember...
Oh, Mr.
Yeah,
Fancy fucking Fancy
I fucking
pants.
Shat down your mouth,
you
and I was like...
stupid piece of shit.
Well, no, we were going
How
with...
How was it in the poor man theater?
Very poor. I had people coughing on me. Peasants just trying to... holding out... their hands are changed.
Please, Missa.
Yeah, can I have some of your free popcorn? No, it's mine. No, we went on a Monday because like I drove up to the new theater in Cuyahoga Falls, and we met Max Elena's brother and his girlfriend there, and we were about to go see it, and I was like, it's like $9.75.
Yeah.
And wait, for standard.
Yeah.
But it was a matinee or not a matinee. It was an evening flick, so that makes $9.75. That's ain't that in bed, and. They're like, oh, shit, we're not seeing it in, like, the XD, like, the 3D and stuff. And I was like, oh, no, I figured you guys wouldn't want to watch it in that. And I was like, I just like going to these types of theaters because they're very nice. And I will pay the extra bit of money to have a little bit better sound quality, better picture. That's fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wait, why don't we just go to Kent and see it in standard for $5 and get a free popcorn? And I was like, all right, well, sure. And it was, like, 8:30, and it didn't start till 9:30. So then we have an hour to burn.
Yeah.
And then I go and buy the tickets beforehand because, you know, I'm thinking it's going to sell out, which it fucking didn't at all.
No. Nope.
But it was for fucking 3D. So I saw 3D in Kent.
So you saw the advanced version on a shit theater on a $5 night.
Yeah. I said I paid $8.
But you still paid over. It's like you gave them extra money for nothing at that point.
And to be annoyed that I have to wear those fucking 3D glasses the entire time.
My God.
And that it actually wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be, but god damn it, did that movie...
What does humble pie taste like?
Humble pie? Well, it tastes like being kicked in the face by your fucking boot. That's what it feels like.
You heard it here, folks.
Humble pie.
Dirty boot face.
No, I was...
That's cool, though. I'm glad you saw it. Like,
yeah,
legit.
It was fantastic.
In any way.
I really enjoyed it. It seemed like the people that were with us, not so much. I know Elena loved it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fantastic. I had a blast.
That's what I'm asking you. Like, your...
I couldn't believe...
As a conclusion.
Yeah, it was... It wrapped it up very nicely to go into Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And it made me want to watch that.
People, like, things were happening that I was like, no. Don't. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Of that.
I know.
I'm done talking. I'm done talking. I know. I'm bad.
I know. I saw you. I'm like, he's going to fucking spoil.
In my eye.
He's going to spoil this whole fucking movie for people. It's not even out of theaters yet. At least, like, fucking Tusk, it was already out.
No,
they could
turbo.
Find
I'm
it.
Turning it down. Turn it down.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's cool. But, yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. What would you see? I've seen other shit, too. But,
oh, okay. Go through yours.
No, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
I watched Child of God.
Child of God.
Directed by
Richard
James
Glitter.
Franco.
Oh.
My God. Oh, my God. Holy evil. It is a filthy fucking evil. Very... singular, minimal. It's about one man. It's only got about 8 characters in the entire film that he interacts with. Half of them are like, God, it's necro-y, rapey, hillbilly.
Your favorite.
Ah, the best things in life.
You love rapey hillbillies.
Yeah, rapey hillbillies.
You're
yeah,
like,
that's
God,
my thing.
I just
Deliverance yeah. again. All right.
Hell yeah. Strap in, motherfuckers. After this, it's Hills Have Eyes.
No, the main actor, I don't know his name offhand, but I guess James Franco uses him quite often.
Yeah.
Is a fucking acting tour de force. Like, he's a monster actor. He beats the living shit out
is
of himself
Benedict
for this film.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No. It's not a tall British guy, but more of like a, you know,
little
down...
British guy.
No British.
At all.
Nothing British.
And he's a good actor?
Well, see, the thing about him is I think he went to prep school.
What was
England.
It called? What was the movie?
Child of God.
Child of
The guy
God.
Reminded me a lot of you. That's what I was going to bring myself to. That was the conclusion.
Oh.
Was it the main character reminded me of you?
Was James Franco in it? Yeah, he was.
He was briefly, and he was kind of douchey.
That's funny, because he's like mentioned in the... he's on the poster and mentioned the 3 names of the flick.
Well, James has got to get his props, but he did barely
But
anything.
Director, writer, and star, James Franco!
And star, 6 minutes.
Yeah, stars, and he's the first name, stars. James Franco,
no.
Jim Parrick, Scott Hayes.
No. He was in there for under 10 minutes.
I need to see Asley dying.
That's another one. But yes, Child of God is raw as fuck. It's on Netflix. Brutal.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Very, like, you end the movie going, holy shit, I really saw some shit. Like,
oh my God. You need anything else?
Oh, I have others, but I'm good on talking about that.
You got 4, right?
Yes.
Hit me with another one.
Well, I've seen these others.
Yeah, so have I.
Castaway.
Ooh, Wilson! Oh, our favorite
Jeez,
part.
I tried to catch you. I'm like, I'm going to catch this fucker on his little spasms.
totally right.
I don't know what you're going to say about this one. It could be anything. The Man in the Iron Mask. D'Artagnan!
No, I was going to just say Leonardo, because I can't remember his name. But yeah, I mean, close.
His name was Philippe. He was a brother of Louis the 14th.
Right. And the Man in the Iron Mask was his twin, correct?
Yes.
And then they put fucking Richie Rich in the fucking mask, and then the twin gets to run rampant on the fucking...
But rampant in a good kind
right,
way,
right,
not
right,
a hateful rampant
way. Because that
dude's
a piece of
way.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, run rampant. You
He's
can
like,
run...
put him in the... I love that it's Leo and Leo.
Yeah.
It's like more Leo than I can handle.
It's like Parent Trap.
Put him in the mask, and you'd wear it till you learn to love it. Like, he screams that. It's awesome. It's a really good...
Yeah.
You got Jeremy Irons. You got John Malkovich. You got Leo. You got a lot
you
of
You got two
good,
Leos. You
two
got double
Leo. Double
Leo.
Leo. Oh, my God. Double load of Leo.
I
right
have an awesome People's Choice Awards best duo in a movie. Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo DiCaprio at Man in the Iron Mask. I would have been like that one.
Winner? Leo.
Yeah. Winners are Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo DiCaprio. Here's your one award that you've ever won.
You fucker.
Yeah. But so you Castaway, Man in the Iron Mask.
And The Brothers Bloom.
The Brothers Bloom, how was that? I've heard great things.
Mark Ruffalo and Adrian Brody. And
yeah, someone just told me that like the reason why they like Mark Ruffalo is because of Brothers Bloom. I can't remember.
Mark Ruffalo's character is cool as shit in that movie.
Yeah.
They're like hustler brothers. Like they're you know, younger and older brother, and they're con artists their entire lives. Really slick, really sort of like almost not cliche, but almost seems a little too hippie. Like the filming style. There's a lot of like
okay.
over the top sort of like, oh, and then the car blew up and they both look at it and go, I didn't see that coming. And walk away. I'm like, that's corny as shit. Yeah, that's like in the middle of a mall.
I got you.
They wouldn't walk away.
Didn't see that one coming.
But no, it's clever. And Rachel Weisz is hot. And
She's
like one of my favorites.
Is she?
Yeah. Ever since The Mummy.
Oh, The Mummy.
And then she really stole my heart in The Fountain.
Yeah. Wait, that's the same chick from The Mummy?
Yeah. She has long hair in The mind. Mummy. Yeah.
And she was the, was she, oh, fuck. Hold on a second.
You're probably getting her mixed up with Naomi Watts or something.
I might be. Yeah, I'm like, was she Nell? all right. Rachel Weisz, right?
Yeah, like W-E-I-S-Z.
Envy? All right, all the mummies, yeah. She was in Constantine, that's what I was thinking
of.
Yeah, she was the, she had the twin.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I breathe on the glass and I can see her secret
crazy,
messages.
Yeah,
she was
I'm
crazy.
A cop. Or am I?
But I do nothing of service in the movie because it's
honestly,
all demons.
Yeah, she's like, ah, well, this is out of my department.
See you later. I'm just going to get possessed.
Sorry, not my jurisdiction. Fuck. I saw Django Unchained. I rewatched that. Holy fuck,
Django.
So good. So good. God damn it. I cannot recommend more highly of a movie.
I think I've seen it 7 times.
It's so rewatchable. It's so good. And you catch different shit every single time. And that German boy that I didn't know who he was.
Christoph.
Yeah, Christoph. Jesus, Waltz, right?
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck, man. I'd watch him read the fucking phone book.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what he does.
That's the mesmerizing thing about him is, I don't know if Quentin saw him on soap operas in Germany, but he was like, want to be an Inglourious Bastards and win Academies?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, watch me. And just been fucking cashing it out since.
But also, I mean, like, he did that with, like, Michael Parks as well. Like, that was one of the things that kind of turned Kevin Smith onto Michael Parks, I believe. That put him into Red State and Tusk. But, like,
that's awesome.
And that makes sense because that's that kind of actor that, like, Christoph is.
Yeah.
That weird, like, he can go into fucking characters and just be them. And, like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. And it was weird. I was watching it and I was like, Samuel Jackson does not get talked enough about for this movie because he is fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, it is a rare treat to see Samuel acting and playing
so well,
being a character, being a holy moly character.
Yeah, he's such a good character actor that, like, I'm like, he probably just doesn't do it often, but god damn it, was he amazing.
What's he doing up on that nag?
Yeah.
Not if you don't mind burning the bed sheets.
No, that's fine.
They're my sheets to burn.
But yeah, what I thought was weird is everyone was like, oh no, you got to see that movie for Leo. Like, he fucking steals the fucking show. And I was like, I thought he was good, but the one part that fucking killed me was when he started screaming about shit. I was like, oh, wow, he fucking lost his
mind. You know when
he
smacks his hand down and he's like, you put your hands on that turtle table, child. Like,
yeah.
Turtle shell tabletop, or I'll put both bullets in you. He smashed his hand into an ashtray, like a glass ashtray on the table, and they kept rolling, but he looks down at his hand and kind of like, you see the blood. And later you see him wrapped with a hand. He actually busted his hand through the ashtray and kept going, so they kept that take.
That's sick.
Of him kind of looking down but still going.
Is that why
scene.
He should have gotten?
Well, no. I mean, I always think he should get Oscars.
I thought he should.
Since
but
the
I mean,
beach.
Like, but like fucking Christoph, well, like
Gilbert Grape.
I felt like he outshined. Gilbert Grape was amazing.
Yeah.
What was I know a boy whose name is Arnie. He's up on the Gilbert.
You love having any I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Honestly, I just love saying Gilbert as fucking Leo in this.
Samuel, Christoph, and Leo,
I
think make that movie just an energetic powerhouse.
It's so insanely perfectly watchable. Like I don't know. Like I said, I can't fucking.
It resonates with me the way like No Country for Old Men, because like the little subtleties, like a guy ordering a drink, he's like, I'll have sweet tea and bourbon.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh god, that's so raw.
They
sweet
would do
tea
that.
And bourbon.
They would do that back in that day.
Yeah.
I watched for the first time all the way through. This is gonna blow your mind. Eyes Wide Shut. That's why I tried to do the fucking in depth on it. And you're like, no, I just watched that, but. All right, I got some questions.
What do you need
before
Stanley?
Before we... Yeah, Kubrick, man, he fucked my mind up with that movie. And Jesus Christ, is that fucking scene when they smoke weed and she starts telling him about
spazzing.
That fucking sailor
yeah.
and she's like... Or the Navy dude, and she's like, I would have thrown away everything. She's like, our marriage. And then she says her daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
What kind of weed is this? She's crazy now.
Oh, my God. Like, I was like, this is fucking... And you're just looking at Tom Cruise, and he's like...
He's like fucking fried. He's like, I don't know what to say
to you. Yeah, you are breaking every part of emotion in my body.
He was with her or married to her during the filming.
Really?
They were a couple at that time.
Weird.
And I don't know if it was during their just courtship or their marriage.
Gotcha.
But they had a chemistry off stage as well.
Right on.
Set.
Set, yes. Yeah, say it right. So, the score of it was fucking fantastic. That piano.
Yeah.
Very simple, very but yeah. It's almost like fucking like Jaws, like esque. Mm-hmm. Like it's very unsettling.
It's a classical piece that is I wanna say it's a requiem. Like it's supposed to be a sad sort of mourning
of
like something's coming that's gonna take your love.
And that's
away.
What it always felt like. Once you heard that fucking music happen, you're like, oh, something fucked is gonna happen.
He's walking. Here we go.
Oh god, he's gonna go up to the gate. They're gonna fucking kick him in the balls with like a fucking mask beak or some shit. But, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I would also like to make it part of my Christmas list for movies.
Oh.
Because it takes place in Christmas. I'm not kicking... I kick Gremlins off, I add that.
Okay, cool.
Because Eyes Wide Shut was fucked.
All right.
Cool. All right, now, so did any of that actually take place? Or was he dreaming?
Well, that's the illusion.
Okay.
Is that...
She
was there. Was she there or was she not?
See, that fucked with me, and I was like, or maybe she has been just, like, cheating on him a whole bunch.
Yeah, it could be his delusions because he... knows she's cheating on him and like drove him. Like he thinks that she's not part of this world, but she is because she's a whore.
Oh, God.
Well, because like, they hire prostitutes, then kill him if they disobey.
Right.
But that girl
would
have been like.
They made that seem like he's like, no, dude, she overdosed. Like that wasn't.
Well, that was a complete lie. It was.
How do you know that for sure, though?
Well, I mean, if you analyze the scene, there's little subtleties. I've read different articles about it and listened to other people's opinions of. Eyes Wide Shut, and they say that it's him pretty much revealing his murderous tendencies to Tom Cruise by admitting he didn't kill her, but by admitting it, by saying he had no part in it and it was an accident, was him pretty much saying, I dare you to contradict what I just said. We are the power. Like, it's about, you know, a lot of people think that it's like
Illuminati-esque.
An Illuminati sort of like big power.
Yeah.
Because he's rich. He is a successful doctor. She is a beautiful wife,
yeah.
But they are not that ultra elite.
Right, they're
not billionaire fucking tycoons.
Which also bummed me out. I really wish that they would have gone more into the lore of, like, the people.
Oh, you can, like what that was based off of?
Not even based off of, just like, I wish they would have gotten more screen time of, like, the people. Like, they should have showed them, like, we gotta fucking shut this motherfucker. I would have liked to see more, because it was very, the whole film was very, like, okay, make your own decisions about what just happened, which is cool. I like that. You're making me think. I dig that. But I like to be told that, like,
Yeah. Well, that's, that's where you're gonna, like,
it was
get.
Just a very ambiguous ending. And she's like, you know what we need to do? And he's like, what? Fuck.
As soon as possible.
And then I was like, Jesus Christ. And that's what it seemed more like. It seemed more like, hey, be as like with your partner as much as possible, so that you never want
you never
to
wander. Yeah,
yeah. And that seemed like what
to
she
bulge, to like bad
right.
things.
But see, what I didn't get is that like it seemed like they were great and fine, and she was still wandering. Like she, in the first place, didn't really want
to. I think that she like her character is supposed to represent like instability or indecision.
Indecision.
She's always been on the fence, and until she confronted him at the end, thinking like, "I think he's indecisive now too. We need to fuck immediately to fucking solve this, or we're gonna both walk away."
Right.
Usually, I'm the one on the fence, and he's strong. He went to the sex party. He's getting chased around town. He's fed up now too.
Because that was fucked. They're like, "What's the password for the house?"
Yep.
And he's like, "I forget." They're like, "Well, there wasn't one. Take off your mask."
Mm-mm.
And they, oh, God, man, do you think that the guy was in the pirate mask?
What, his friend?
Yeah.
The older guy?
Because he looked at him, like him and that chick, like, look. But it wasn't the chick that he was with before.
No, that was his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, he's married. That guy that was fucking the hooker and had...
In the bathroom,
at
his party.
He's married.
Okay.
That's what he says. He's like, you know, he asks, like, you know, where's Helen? He's like, yeah, she's downstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he
asks
him about his wife in the bathroom. But yeah, that dude's married, so he was with his wife, is the assumption I get, is that his wife and him were looking down like, we know him.
Like, it was such a weird, like, and I was like, there's so many people here. Do rich people actually do this shit?
Well, you can Google images of the Fairchilds. Old, like, type in, like, Fairchild masquerade ball from, like, the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s. They fucking, that's what these are modeled off of. Billionaire masquerade, like, sex balls. like fucking huge parties that the Rothschilds and the Vanderbilts like put on.
Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah. Like the fucking horse masks and deer masks and shit. The doctor, the plague doctor.
Yeah. Beaks.
Yeah.
Oh god, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah. I love those plague doctor masks. I think
and anytime
amazing.
They do like a parody of it, that's always the mask that they use, even though the mask is shown like maybe three times in the whole flick.
Yeah.
But it is the mask that takes away the fucking girl when she says, "I will replace him."
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means? Do you understand what you are saying? But yeah, it doesn't say like when the Fairchild stuff took place, but yeah, it does look fucking nuts.
Yeah, those are sort of the references of it. And they're secret parties. They're invite only. The invitations they would send out would be written in, like, it would be a, the paper would look like clouds.
Yeah.
And then the message, you'd have to read it in a mirror.
Right. Oh, cool.
To see it, yeah. Like, it was all very, like, you know, this is this as well. Like, this and that are the same. Illuminati, like.
Yeah.
You reverse it and it changes.
And I wonder, I mean, that has to be a huge staple with him in general. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, The Shining and, like, the whole, like, the moon conspiracy thing was, like, that's what that movie was about. And how people always say that he's, like, super precise of what he wants.
Yes, down to millimeters.
Yeah.
We just kind of did an in-depth on that for you.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's a good...
I was watching. I was like, man, I can't fucking tell. If I was like, was she at the fucking ball getting railed by a bunch of people? Like,
I assume she was, and she decided to like, try to make it work with him in the end.
See, and like, was it like, oh, was that old dude that was hitting on her the whole time? Like, did he bring her to the ball? Like, that's what I thought might have happened, because like, you know, they're all dancing together, and he's like, I just want to fucking taste your tits in my mouth. I'm fucking not from here. He had a weird accent.
Foreign something.
Ah, boobs. Need them. But yeah, so I had a good watch and stuff.
Yeah, it's a slow movie, but I'm glad you watched it.
I didn't feel like it was that slow. Kept my attention pretty fucking well the entire time. Like, god damn it.
Well,
this
I'm tensed up when I watch that movie.
Oh god, it's super intense. Even just thinking about it gives me that pit in my stomach, because I'm like,
well, even there's all these sort of nonchalant dominance over others themes in the whole film. Like, the father over the daughter, he screams at her one night and scolds her for being a slut, then tries to sell her into prostitution the next day.
Yeah,
almost like the way that we would like scold some other country, but then go and
do
it
ourselves. Yeah, completely. But it was a weird scene. I was like, wait, was he putting on a show for the doctor screaming at those dudes? Or was he just like, oh, they paid me, and now I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm getting something from it, then yeah, go ahead and fuck my daughter.
Well, yeah, the idea that if it benefits me, I don't care. It's cool.
Gotcha.
We're good.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll do whatever.
That makes more sense. There was a lot. I mean, I highly recommend it. I think I watched it on HBO Go. I know it's not on Netflix. Uh-oh. So if you have HBO Go, check it out.
Hell yes.
And I suppose this brings us to our in-depth, which I don't have very many notes. Oh, yeah, Testa Tony. My bad. Sorry.
I'll do a quick one. It's for the movie Under Siege 2.
Oh,
95.
The train.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
I think he's a ninth Dan? Tenth Dan? Or eighth, ninth, or tenth Dan?
Is that like a black
in
belt?
In karate, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's become a fucking karate master 10 fucking times or 8 times.
It's crazy.
He's very, like, in terms of actual skill.
Yeah.
He's one of the highest. Like, him and, like, Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee are, like, fucking really far up there.
Right.
In terms
right.
of actual martial arts experience. And he was a martial artist for 20 years before he did any movies.
Yeah.
Like, he was a beast since he was, like, 15. But, he's the shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. They don't even let him assume that he could be beaten in these films.
No.
It's more like, I'm going to keep my fucking coat on while I roundhouse you, breaking every fucking bone.
If I remember, there's a lot of snap. Like, fucking 3 seconds, he just breaks. Like,
but,
I think in one scene, he probably breaks, like, fucking 45 to 50 bones.
Casey Ryback is back to kill every terrorist on a cross-country train siege.
Ryback?
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking hero name.
Katherine Heigl is in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Struggling to puke out words from her sad.
Aw, Catherine.
Mouth. Catherine can't act, but at least she's not bugging everyone on set.
Dark territory.
First he's kicking ass and breaking arms on the USS Missouri, and now a train bound for...
Hell.
Bound for... Washington from Colorado.
Would have been way sicker if it was a train to hell.
He's a train to hell. Yeah, he was on the hell train.
He has to fight Satan at the end of it. He's the conductor.
And then Kratos comes out. And,
oh my God! Ah! They need to make this movie. This
Seagal versus Kratos and the devil.
Shit. Oh, it's a fucking three-way. I'm in. Take
Holy
my money.
Shit. I said awesome fight scenes. The assumption is that the mother of all... Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a line that I loved from the film. Assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. Then he bitch-slaps, like the bad guy bitch-slaps someone. And then later, another bad guy says, assumption is the mother of all fuck-ups. And I love that. I don't know. Something about like that sentence just resonated with me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. That's a very confident line. Like,
instead of like, assumptions makes an ass out of you and
you
me.
Makes you and me a fool now. No, they're like...
Yeah,
fuck up.
Yeah.
That's about all I have on it. It's great. I would watch it again. I did watch it again. I loved it again.
Let me hit you with some Seagal titles real quick. Above the Law.
Always.
Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
Marked for Death.
Always.
Out for Justice.
Every day.
The Glimmer Man doesn't really, and Into the Sun, they don't really apply as much, but yeah, I thought Marked for Death, Hard to Kill, Marked Out for Justice, Above the Law, like they're all just like...
And he's a fucking county sheriff.
And most of them
like
are
that,
him, and in every single one, he's holding a gun, if not two.
Well, he is a cop, you know that, right?
Yeah, in real life, yeah, okay, they had that show about
show,
him,
yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Steven Seagal, lawman.
Which made him seem not like a cop, if anything.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the best was, like, I watched it a little bit, and, like, he'd be arresting someone for, like, you know, we got you here at this meth lab, you got about 10 pounds of it, and he's like, man, can I get an autograph? And they're cuffing him and putting him on a cop car, and they're like, man, my mom's not gonna believe that Steven Seagal's here kicking it. And he's like, yeah, man, you should have followed the law
and not be above it like me. You'll be marked for
no
death.
No one's above the law except me. Yeah, you could literally...
I'm hard to kill.
What else?
I don't want to be in under siege.
Jesus.
I'm out for justice. There you go. There's all my Steven Seagal references.
Till 8 p.m. when my shift's over.
And then I...
Then it'll all be the Glitter Man.
The Glimmer Man, not Glitter.
Glimmer.
Glitter Man would be a way different movie with Steven Seagal. He's like a fucking cross-dressing cop.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Martial artist, cop, cross-dresser. All right, well, yeah, that's my test of Tony. It held up. It's rad.
Yeah, awesome. I'm stoked for that it did.
What's the in-depth?
Oh, my God. First Blood. Is it Rambo First Blood or First Blood?
It's First Blood.
Yeah, I think it's just called First Blood, but they refer to it now as Rambo First Blood. But if you look at the fucking title, it says Stallone. This time, he's fighting for his life, even though he wasn't when he was in Vietnam. I don't really understand that.
Not before, when he was pulling body parts off of him.
Yeah, not before when he's being tortured. That he wasn't fighting for his life. He was fighting for his country.
I
thought that was a weird fucking sentiment to put on the fucking poster. But I mean,
1982.
Yeah, 82. Stallone. I think this. What do you think his first role was?
Porno.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's solicited
in
his
Pixie
IMDb.
And the Hunk, and he was Hunk, like something like that.
Do you see his ween?
I imagine it's porn. Well, it's a lot of bush, probably.
A lot of his bush.
Well, yeah, it's 80s.
The Party at Kitty and Studs.
Stud. Yeah, he's Stud.
Lovers and Other Strangers. No Place to Hide. That sounds like a weird porno.
Get out of here.
Bananas. The Lords of Flatbush. What?
Jesus.
Clute. The Prisoner of Second Avenue. Capone.
Now you're
Death Race 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, these aren't porn.
No.
Mandingo.
Shut up. They're not porn.
Farewell, My Lovely.
Not porn.
Police Story.
I hate you.
Get out of town.
First Blood.
Kojak.
Ew, First Blood. That's bad.
Oh,
that's bad.
Rocky came out well before this.
That's incredible.
In 1976. I mean, he's been doing stuff since 1970.
That's awesome.
Wow, what year was he born? This old
boss.
Motherfucker.
Oh, dude, he's getting up there.
1946. He's a fucking, he's an antique.
Was he 70?
He might be. I don't know. I'm not really good at math.
I can't count.
Yeah, hold on a second.
40?
46?
He was born before the war was over.
Yeah, well, during it, right?
46.
Yeah, then it stopped in 46?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, 19... Oh, that's 18. 1946 minus 2015 would be...
He's
69.
Like 60, yeah.
He's 69. He'll be
As you were doing that, I'm like, I can do this in my head. I just didn't want to.
This fucking chud. Yeah, July 6th will be 69.
On this week's episode of I Can't Read,
we count.
We do arithmetic with a calculator because we can't count or read.
Nope, can't do much. Can't do much. All right, so notes. Movie started out like an episode of Andy Griffith. Did you feel that as well? It's like a picture of a barn and woods.
Well, it's very picturesque.
What do you mean?
That's where he's going. He's going to like what is an assumed perfection, a nice town, a nice warm, like kind of like country
woman.
Suburb.
Soup.
All these things you're saying are the stupidest things to say.
Stupidest.
I was going to say shit.
Yeah.
Or just shitty.
Shittiest.
Shitty.
Yeah. Stallone's acting chops aren't that bad in the beginning. What? He died? How? Cancer.
Cancer. I love how you're like
back
what?
Away.
No.
Hey! Cancer. Anyways. But yeah, that was the first time I've watched that all the way through, definitely. That might be in the... Like, I know I've seen a lot of parts from that because I remember the... when he's in the cave with the fucking fire.
Yeah.
I remember that a lot, and it felt a lot like Predator to me.
It felt a lot like The Hunted to me.
Okay.
Well, there's Predator scenes that are real gritty like that. Hunted scenes for me were more of the combat in the forest top.
Yeah, like him running through the forest. I was like, man, this is fucking Predator. Yeah. I want to watch Predator now. Fuck this movie.
Oh, dude, we can watch that.
Yeah, right now?
Well, no.
I'll put it on.
Sleepy time.
That was my favorite part.
Sleepy Nene. Oh.
Now go ahead.
Hey, where was you? Over here.
All acted out. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so, yeah, movie started out like an episode of Andy Griffith. It's nicely shot, but decent. Stallone's acting chops aren't that bad. And my next note is knocks the guy off the bike and starts riding on sidewalks. Thought that was an odd take. Now, why the fuck did he get arrested? Because he was walking over the bridge?
Well, he was being
Did he lie?
He was being a filthy hippie when he wasn't supposed to.
Right. But how is he being a filthy hippie?
Not a hippie, but like a fucking fried out vet, like looking.
But
hippie.
How? Like why? Why did the cop think that?
He was walking. He was wearing a green infantry jacket. He looked homeless.
And so he was just like, "Hey, vagrant,
you
can't
be. Get the fuck out of my town."
And then he wasn't.
He what?
Wasn't getting out of the town.
Well, he didn't want to be told he couldn't eat a meal. The whole thing was when they
how
drew
Betts
first blood,
yeah.
they disrespected him for no reason.
Right.
He served. He was literally walking through a town hurting no one, and he wanted to eat.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you can't eat here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. No, don't turn around.
Yeah.
Get the fuck go.
And then he did, and then
he
fucking...
He was like, dude, I'm not going.
Big
like,
Tom Callahan pulled him over.
Well, yeah. Brian Dennehy. He's coming for you.
I was like, oh, Big Tom Callahan, fuck yeah. I'm in.
Hey, Tommy boy.
Oh.
Is that for me?
No, son. That's for me. God, you just want to do a Tommy Boy? Fucking do the whole movie.
Brothers don't shake hands.
Brothers got a hug. All right, back to fucking Rambo. Honestly, we should have watched that.
Oh,
way better. Tommy Boy holds up really well.
Dude, I feel like Chris Farley in that movie a lot of the time.
That a real statement?
Well, like, I feel like I really liked that movie growing up, and he reminded me of me a bit. Because he was fat and lovable. Maybe more me in my early 20s when I was a little happier.
Oh.
A little more ambitious, like, to
so
make
who would you compare yourself
hug.
To now? I know Philip Seymour Hoffman
like
was a
fat
lot. Like
Mark Maron.
Jack Goes Boating, I know, was a big one for you.
Yeah. Jack Goes Boating. Like, any Philip Seymour Hoffman role, pretty much...
Bummed that dude died.
Yeah,
so,
I identify a lot with
the, such a good actor. Goddamn. Did you hear that they found him with like fucking 67 bags of heroin?
He was partying.
Yeah.
It's a big heart.
And
he's got a big mind and a big heart.
And a bunch of needles. Just clean needles and then 70 bags of heroin.
Well, he is in the Hunger Games. They gave him a paycheck.
Jesus Christ.
And he put it in his arm.
That's fucking nuts. All right, anyway, so... So, yeah, he gets picked up, and then he fucking breaks free while they're, like, delousing him and trying to shave him. They're like, I'm going to cut your throat. And he keeps at the flashbacks were actually pretty cool. Well edited.
Yes.
I dug that part. And then he goes out into the street and literally just, like, pushes some asshole off a fucking moving a motorcycle.
Yes.
And just hops on it and starts running almost over pedestrians.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where his battle stress, like, his shell shock sort of, like, made
PTSD
him
type
run.
Shit.
Yeah. He was like, I'm fleeing from an enemy at this point.
Right.
It's like, they pushed him to
turn
flip.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where you sort of see him as more of like...
A weapon.
As a weapon. Yeah. Like he's leaving a battle. Like he's getting away from a battle to go reassess. And then it all goes downhill for the town after that.
They're like bringing so many fucking cops.
Uh-huh.
I don't know
and
why
the army.
I'm up here.
Tons of army.
A lot of army.
But
my register gets really high when Rambo does
fucking
things.
Does it?
Oh
does
my it god! A lot of army.
Shut it. Okay. Shut it down.
My bad.
Sorry.
Okay.
Rude.
Anyways, whenever you're ready to keep going.
I love every bit of the film in general, but the forest scenes are just so fucking cool.
Not gonna lie, that ending was fucking like, I can't even hold a job parking cars. Like, he goes
I love his berserk at the end.
Really?
I love it.
You came in while I was watching the berserk part, and I laughed out loud.
I know, and
not
I got
even
really
giggled.
Pissed.
I gut laughed.
I kind of got pissy. I was like,
you would.
I'm just gonna watch it.
This motherfucker gets so mad at me when I don't, like, respect something. Like, he fucking made, like, you were a producer. I wanted to see, like, fucking produced by Tony Sansonetti. Or fucking, like, Bob Sansonetti's cum produce this movie, because that's what you would have been at the time.
Damn you.
Don't bring up Bob's cum.
You don't talk about my dad's
not
balls.
Here. Not here. Sacred.
He would have loved producing that film.
Yeah, but it's just I always find that funny.
I know.
Like, if
I
I'm
do
like,
get very emotional.
No, you're just attached to him. Like, you have such a cool. It is. It's nice. I wish that I could do that type of stuff. Like, I wish I could get that into a movie to where if someone's like, oh, I laughed at that. I'm like,
well,
what the fuck did you just say?
I think that's why you want me here too.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't have that kind of connection to humans.
Yeah, it's
just a shell of a person. What's emotion like, Tony?
Show me what it is to be a real boy.
What does it feel like to feel?
What are these feels you talk of?
I don't get them.
I just thought that was, it really validates his aggression and his sadness and
I
his anger.
I completely agree. It was a little
over the top, but so was the whole fucking movie. He fucking makes
but he's
devices that stab people through the stomach with like 20 like sharpened sticks.
He's silent a lot in it, though. There's not much dialogue.
Well, it's all about him being cold-blooded, like being an assassin.
Yeah.
A trained weapon. Great movie.
Yeah, it was good.
And
great
the start
movie.
Of a fucking tough-ass franchise.
Yeah, I guess I gotta watch them all now.
Gotta watch them all. Rambo.
I couldn't do it.
Rambo 2.
There we go. Police officer is shooting into crowded streets. That was...
Yeah.
He's like, stop shooting, asshole! With Tom Callahan saving the day again.
Yep.
They think... the cool chase scene while he's getting chased on the bike. Really dug that. There's a lot of fun... good shots, too. I mean...
Oh, they fucked some cars up in that. That's
Yeah, it was weird.
Awesome.
The one time when he fucking pushes the cop car into rear-ending the car off the road, the car just fucking explodes.
Oh,
and, like, what? Did it have fucking TNT in the trunk?
I also realized that every car in that movie...
blows up.
Well, they all blow up. Everything blows up, but
that would have been an awesome
rear
tagline.
End of every car spins. I've never seen a car in that movie go straight forward gas.
That would have been an awesome tagline. Stallone, first blood, everything blows up. I'd be like, all right, I'll take my money. Let's see. They think they can just blow Rambo up with a rocket launcher.
Uh-uh.
Please.
Uh-uh. And I love how the general's like, he's like, you knew he was alive this whole time. And he's like, well, yeah, it's Rambo, dummy.
Idiot.
You just collapsed a cave with a rocket. That's all you did. He's going to go out the other side
honestly,
and kill you.
That was a weird, I don't know, but that general in that scene, like the guy that was like leading them, he's like, hey, go do this. And the dude's like, no. And like leans back down. He's like, hey, Rob, come on, go over there and find him. He's like, fuck off. No, we don't want to die.
Yeah. I love how he's standing by the body of the cop after he falls out of the helicopter and he's looking up and he's like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're standing by a dead cop.
There's evidence.
In a river.
Rambo, I don't know if you knew this, but you're standing next to a dead
He's like kicking him away. He's like, it's not my fault.
Yeah, he's just like trying to hide him, putting some leaves over him.
I was just like, oh, so incriminating. And then they start shooting at him just
a
blindly.
Yeah, a lot. And it looks like they hit him in the face with a bullet.
Yeah, because he dodges away. He's like, ow. And
did
like,
it graze his head? I don't understand.
I imagine his eyebrow took it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full eyebrow shot. And then it moves into the city, which I enjoyed. He's fighting Tom Callahan, and fucking Tom Callahan's on the rooftops. He's fucking shooting out Transformers, not like Michael Bay Transformers, but that would have been sick. Fucking Rambo fights the Transformers. Jeez. Oh my god, they should make a crossover.
Well, he has that MG50 fucking belt fed machine gun. He's like, Transformers will die. Buildings will die.
We saw what you did to our brother in the Transformers. And then they fucking kill him.
Brian Dennehy turns into a Transformer.
Is that Tom Callahan?
I am the law.
Is that Tom Callahan? Yeah. No, I think it'd be, that'd be awesome. Try to sell him some brake pads.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that. And then, my last note was, can't even hold a job parking cars.
Nope, sure can't. I wrote fucked up shell shock.
Yep. One note.
Hey, your notes are shit too.
No, dude. Can't
no,
even
dude.
Note.
No,
what do you mean? Cool chase scene. That's
there
great.
There are times when you write notes like, dude looked like a douche.
It depends on what prism I watch the movie through.
What a fucking idiot.
I get real chatty when no one's around if I fucking, you know, get centered before the movie. And then I'll be like, yeah, and I'll be like, fucking like, wow, those leaves look fucking dumb.
Well,
right?
Also, like, my notes are not meant to be read just standalone, but I read that last one because I thought it was a funny note.
Yeah.
But I would have read it and gone, yeah, the PTSD shell shock that he, you know, the discussion I had earlier.
You're doing a lot of fucking Seinfeld. Not this episode, just in general.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, so the PTSD. What is up with this PTSD? Yeah,
you're
that kind
doing?
Of twang you did.
You, I did?
Before, yeah.
I don't know what
ago.
That is, though.
You just did it.
But I don't know what it is. What did I do?
Seinfeld.
Like,
Seinfeld.
I played Jerry Seinfeld?
Yep. You're doing an impression. You didn't even know it.
No, I'm not.
There you go. You did it again.
Wow.
Oh, you're so good at impressions.
I can pick up your junk impressions and run with them if I have to.
My junk impressions, huh?
Yeah.
Piece
yeah.
of shit. You got any other notes?
Plug my phone?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking murder the motherfucker. What else you got for Rambo?
That's it. I'm happy with it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. What do you want to do next week, Pinky?
I actually have some ideas. I wrote them in to my notes.
My nerd. Give me
Make
some
fun
movies.
Of my notes now, you little son of a bitch.
You don't talk about Norma Jean like that. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't.
I totally just meant you're a douche.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. No offense, Norma Jean.
None taken.
Thanks, Mom. Get back in the... Oh, God damn it. Not on
Mom.
The podcast.
Mom, the meatloaf.
Meatloaf, bye. Go ahead.
I wrote a bunch of different, just sort of like, I just wrote a list of movies and I'm adding to it as we go.
Fucking say it.
You want some?
Duh.
You want another one that's Stallone's? Not Stallone, Seagal's in? Executive Decision. Oliver Platt.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt
I remember,
Russell.
I remember this. Okay, keep going.
You need more people?
No.
From the film?
No. Give me, do you have those in your notes too, asshole? Go
Rainbow
ahead.
Six. Braveheart, Donnie Darko, Die Hard, Goodwill Hunting, Go, SLC Punk, District 9, Elysium, Three Musketeers, the 93 version with Kiefer and Sheen.
Yep. I remember that one.
That's all I have on the list, but I think two of those will work for
a
test of
Tony
and an in-depth.
Okay.
What are you feeling?
Go for the in-depth.
Go for the in-depth?
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, Donnie Darko's going to hold up. Braveheart's going to hold up.
Yes, yes.
Die Hard, I just watched. That's pretty... Goodwill Hunting's amazing. SLC Punk's incredible. District 9's awesome. You just picked great movies that you want to rewatch.
Well, I picked some that are just great.
That's all you did.
Those are mainly in-depth. Those are mainly in-depth options.
Okay, yeah. Then I would
do SLC Punk. I haven't seen it in a really, really, like, seriously, like...
Spoilers. It holds up really well.
Does it?
Yeah, if not better than the first time you watched it, honestly.
Damn it.
That movie's so fun to revisit.
What
it's
about
so
Three
good.
Musketeers with Kiefer and Sheen?
Yeah, watch that piece of shit.
It's not a piece of shit. It's
oh, my
Kiefer
God.
And Charlie
it was,
Sheen.
I'm pretty sure it's a Walt Disney flick.
You're talking about the company that produced Tron.
I am, yeah. And
so
the company that
mouth.
Will produce Star Wars.
So shut your little mouth.
Three Musketeers. Wait, there's one
Oliver
from 2011.
Platt.
Yeah, no, I found it. 93.
Yeah.
Let's
I like
see.
It because it is Oliver Platt. Same with Executive Decision. You can't change my mind.
Okay, I believe you.
Same with The Ice Harvest. Billy Bob Thornton, John Cusack took a shit on it, but
Oliver Platt. What's the movie with little Frodo in it? It's like the Ice Storm or some shit.
With little Frodo.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
What are you talking about, little Frodo?
Little Frodo, like the guy that played Frodo.
Not Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood. That's
a movie with Elijah Wood in it.
Yeah, nope, never mind.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, The Ice Storm. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Let's do an in-depth on that.
Why?
It's 1997, The Ice Storm. I think you'll really
an
dig it.
In-depth or a test of?
We've never seen it, so
Shit.
How could it? You can't.
I don't want to in-depth.
Does it hold up to a movie I never fucking seen before? I'm all fucking turned around.
Well, it's because you haven't let me eat dinner. And I'm angry.
I know. You need to eat some din-din. I had some pierogies earlier. Anyways,
hateful.
All right, so.
I'm hateful.
What did I pick off? Go?
You pick Go.
I think we should do The Ice Storm. I really think you'd dig it. And you've been giving me new movies, and
all
I
right.
haven't seen this in
all
forever.
Right. That's the reason that I'll do this.
Okay.
But I'm going to add to this list, and we're going to re-look it over every week.
That's
and
completely
kinda,
fine. You're
and
like,
you
The Empire
write a list
Strikes
too.
Back.
And you should, yeah.
Mine's
well,
all
going to
be Star Wars
gonna be great.
And Harry Potter.
I'm not complaining.
Anything with a dragon.
Do you hear me complaining?
Dragonheart. Do that for a test of Tony.
Shut up. Stop changing it, you piece of shit. I'm doing Three Musketeers. Okay. Write Dragonheart in your fucking phone or on your computer for next week or the week after.
Well, I mean, we're not doing Dragonheart for next week. Okay, so we're doing the Ice Storm for the in-depth. Go watch that, people. You will love it. And then you're doing the test of Tony Three Musketeers.
Yes.
And I'm writing down Dragonheart.
For a test of Tony. Yes.
For a test of Tony to come.
Fuck, like
test
of teeth
Tony
out of
to
fucking
come. C-U-M. Okay.
Drunk
all,
baby.
Okay. Do you want to sign us off? You never get to.
Oh, and that's where you say, until next week, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparda, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.